I am here in studio with two people you know already, and that's Karen Paulette, the veterans agent here in Marshfield, and Lisa Potts, who's the assistant veterans agent. But we have a lovely young couple with them today. We've got Emmeline and Brian Proctor from Wareham. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And, you know, you're, Brian, I want to say it right up front, you're a vet. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
And currently you're, what, a mechanic for Black Hawk helicopters?
That is correct. I'm an H-60 mechanic and also a crew chief.
That's terrific. You have stumbled into a problem that's not your fault and not your making, and it's a big, expensive problem. Tell me what happened last month, and this involves your oil tank.
My wife and I were inside with our 10-month-old daughter, and my wife was telling me, because she's pregnant, she's got a very good nose, that the house smells like a gas station. And this was during a snowstorm on January 7th. So, you know, I went outside in the snow and looked around and opened up the basement doors and found that my basement was in a giant pool of red oil. And I could see it leaking from the oil tank.
And it turned out to be, what, about 25 gallons worth of oil?
Yeah. When the firefighters first showed up, they asked me how much. And just by looking around, we guesstimated 50. But after doing the actual math, it turned out to be 20 to 25.
That's got to be a nightmare. So I imagine your first response was thinking, oh, this is bad, but I've got homeowner's insurance. What happened then?
So we contacted our homeowner's insurance, and we went through the whole process and found out that we weren't covered by anything, a first party or third party or anything like that. The clause that they really referred to was called a total pollution exclusion, mm-hmm. and that just means that anything other than potable water, they're not going to cover you for.
And that's pretty typical with homeowners insurance. And you had done everything the right way with home inspections. Tell our listeners.
So we did everything, extensive research. We've done our home inspector. The home inspector stated visually that it looked okay. It looked like it was in good tank. It's in a weather-controlled environment. It's not seen on the ground. It's on stilts, and it's in our basement, so it's indoors. And we've done all of the proper things to purchase the home, and it's inspection. The tank is 19 years old, and we were told to recommend replacement at 30 to 35 years. So mm-hmm. there's no reason it would cause for failure at this rate.
Let's get to the big hairy part now, because you're on the hook for fixing this problem, and it's a big, expensive problem. What kind of money are they talking about?
So we were estimated $175,000 by the contractor to have it remediated, another $10,000 by the licensed site professional who we have to hire for proper cleanup, and then we were quoted an estimated $20,000 for a structural engineer because it's in the basement.
So tell me the method that they're talking about. Are they talking about raising the house off the foundation and excavating?
Yes.
And it's, so you're talking about your recent homeowners, this is what, 3/4 of the cost of what you paid for your house, maybe?
Yes. So we paid $275,000. This is going to be a $200,000 fix.
Not including all the damages that we've lost.
Oh, my goodness. So, Karen Paulette, you brought these lovely young people. I say that, I sound like my grandmother. But
right.
This, you know, a young couple starting out, people want to support you. People want to encourage you. This is a terrible problem.
It is.
You're the veterans agent here in Marshfield.
Yes.
I don't think you sleep at all. And you brought this to my attention. Are there any veterans organizations that help with situations like this? I haven't heard a story like this in years. I think we did a story once where an oil company accidentally poured oil down the spigot where I think they had already switched to gas, but not with a leaking tank.
Yeah.
What have you been able to find out for these folks?
You know, we're digging around, and it's such a large sum of money, so it's really hard to find an organization, one with that kind of backing or that has the skill. So, you know, we found, you know, Marshfield, we've always been lucky. Everybody is very supportive of our veterans, regardless of where they live. And the fact that he's still serving with a wife, a child, and a baby on the way, and they could become homeless, we absolutely can't stand by and watch that happen. So, we've reached out to the communities, and, you know, if they have any ideas, if they have any recommendations, whether it's construction, whether it's financial, I mean, we're taking anything and bringing it over to these two and letting them, make these calls with the details. But really, we're reaching out to the communities and to the businesses to see.
Or maybe some of these environmental companies.
Yes.
And if I can just say this, somebody like, I believe, There are a couple companies, I believe one of them is headquartered in Norwell, Clean Harbors. Don't they do work like this? Is it residential or they just do commercial? Maybe reach out to them. I think there's a couple other environmental companies right here in Massachusetts. Have you heard from any of those companies? I know they support veterans.
We have not at this time.
Many, no.
Okay. So, and you're able to live in your house right now? Just, do you have some,
yes.
How do you do that?
There is still a slight smell of oil, but we have a large fan in the basement that runs 24/7 to keep it ventilated so that we can stay there.
And you're pregnant?
Yes.
That's a tough situation. When are you due, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm due in July.
And right, and you already have a young child?
Yes.
It's a tough situation to be in. What other kinds of avenues are you exploring to be able to stay in your home and be able to afford this massive project?
Well, one of the things we're taking is we retained an attorney to look at, you know, our policy, what options we have legally against anyone who would be held liable. And other than that, is going to be, you know, looking at the aftermath of if we can short sale the house, where we'd go after that.
That's awful.
What about, I guess it's something that you probably want to warn homeowners about, something they need to look at very carefully and very closely if they're buying a house. If they're covered with their homeowners insurance. The article that Sean Murphy did, a great article in the Globe about this, and I believe he's also an attorney. I believe, 90% of homeowners do not have anything that would protect them against this?
Yes, so he reported to us that some people have umbrella policies, but there's still exclusions to it. Mm-hmm. And even some people have policies specifically for oil, but there's fine print in there that would exclude them from certain characteristics.
Okay, so if people are listening to this and want to reach out and offer help, Karen, what's the best way for them to do this?
For us, they can reach out right to the Town of Marshfield Veterans Services. They can call us at our office, 781-834-5576. They can find us on Facebook or our town webpage. They can reach us any which way, and we will get back to them. And we really appreciate any information they can offer this couple.
Right, and Lisa Potts, you're in here too. I know that you're very involved with this issue as well. Mm-hmm. I know that you're helping to reach out as well. Anything you're hearing from people here in Marshfield that they'd like to help out?
Yeah, I think, you know, just to echo what Karen was saying, I think this is more of a networking kind of thing that's going to, you know, figure it out for these two. We need to get people in there that can do their, you know, use their own craft and help us out any which way they can, because it's a situation that, you know, not just one person can help us out with, unless, like you mentioned, you know, someone swoops in and really
big business
does this veteran a, you know, a good deed.
That's right. And you've Brian, you've served your country, you continue to serve your country. We hope we can find you some help. We're going to have you on here again to find out if you're able to resolve this problem. We'd love to find out more about it. And again, we thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to put this whole interview up online so people can listen to it. Mm-hmm. Again, Brian and Emmeline Proctor, Karen Paulette, and Lisa Potts, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
Christine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.